question.
Okay, we start a totally new sugya. There's only incidental shaykhis to the Mishnah because of the Gemara's Tana Tuna. But even the shaykhis to the Mishnah is not Emes Lufiyan Gana. Totally new sugya. And that's the sugya of Rav Chiya. This is called Rav Chiya Kamaisa. There are two members of Rav Chiya. Two chidushim that Rav Chiya says. This is called Rav Chiya Kamaisa, the first chidush of Rav Chiya. Tani Rav Chiya. Mona li biyadcha, the halayim er ein lecha biyadi klum. The teveya says, you owe me $100. The nitva says, he's a kaifer kol. He says that it's not true at all. And Edom say that he owes him 50 zuz. Now it means that they say it's at least 50 zuz. If Edom would say we know it's exactly 50 zuz, then Vaitil would be nothing to have it entire about. Edom I believe. So the case is the Edom are saying 50 zuz. It could be more, it could be less. And it could be more, it can't be less. Let's say he owes him at least 50 zuz. Maybe he owes him more. Noisin loy chamishim zuz, that's pashut. He pays him the 50 zuz, that's pashut. The yishpa al ashar, that's not pashut. The chiddush of Chiya is that the nitva, who's a kaifer akol, the nitva saying that I owe you nothing. Nevertheless, he has to swear. Why does he have to swear? Shemoy tehei hoidas piv gedolam edas eidim kavachayim. He makes a Kavach Haimer, which the Gemara is going to spend a whole lot of days trying to figure out what the Kavach Haimer is. Shalaita Hazar's Piv Gedolam Medar Seid. Eidim is more than a person's own path. So now, what is he saying? Madach, if you're a Maidib and Nikhtas Tateh, if you yourself say, I owe you half of it, if you yourself say that you're a Maidib and Nikhtas, so then the din is that you have to swear, you pay the part that you're maida. And the part that you're kaifer, you have to swear. So who had in from a kavachaymer that if you're kaifer akal, but Aiden say that you're all 50, so also this is a chiyush. This is Reb Chiya's chiddush that basically whatever time is left in this man that we're going to be spending time on. Now what's the case? The way I just told you the case is Pashu Pshat in the Gemara. Teveah says 100. Nitva says nothing. Now what do the Edom say? The Edom say that we know for sure that you owe 50. And in such a case, it has a din of a Maidib Nitvas through Haidar Seidim. The Rashba has a problem with the Gemara, the way you learn Pashut Pshat, the way the simple reading of the Gemara is. Because it sounds like the Edom are saying that we know you owe $50. It's a fact, we know that you owe $50. So, what's the problem with it? So for that you have to know a clown that the Gemara says later on Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara has a cloud, Einish Boin of Tira Shibud Karkos. Einish Boin, there's no Chiyu Shvua, of Kfira Shibud Karkos. On something that has to do with the Shibud Karka, which means the following. Einish Boin of Karkos, that we know. If you and I have an entire of a Karka, you say, I owe you 5 acres of land. And I say I only owe you 3 acres of land, I'm a Maidib in Mikzas. So Einish Bon or Karkois is a Xeris HaKos. That there's no Chiyube Shvua on any Maidib in Mikzas of Karka, not only Maidib in Mikzas. Same thing, Eid Echad. If you say that I owe you a piece of land is yours, and I say it's mine, and there's an Eid Echad against me, there's no Chiyube Shvua, and Eid Echad is garnished. Because the Eidecha can't be Mechayev Mamin, Eidecha can only be Mechayev Shvua. And by Karka, Einish Boin al Karkoid, there's a process that you don't swear on Karka. And since you don't swear on Karka, so in Meila there's no the Eidecha Tuzai is nothing. So Saibi Eidecha, Saibi Meidev Nitzas, or maybe it has a tinsel by Shvi, by Shemrim, Einish Barn al Karkois, that's a cloud that we learn out of the Pasuk. The Gemara says not only Einish Barn al Karkois, but Einish Barn al Kfiras Shibud Karkois. If we have it in Torah, not over the piece of karka, but we're fighting over whether it is a Shibud karka, something that involves Shibud Karkois. There's also no shvuah on things that have to do with the shibud of karka. Now, why does the word shibud karka mean? I mean the following. Min ha-Torah, anytime I borrow money from you, if there are eidim, if there are no eidim, it's different. But anytime I borrow money from you, be eidim, the din Torah is that my karka is mishubud to you. And if I sell it, after the day of our loan, and you can go run after the lechuchis. If I say I have no money, time to pay, you can go to my lechuchis and take away the karka. That's the rule of shibud karka, that any karka which I own at the time of the loan is mishubin to the malvah. And if I'm not paying, the malvah could go after the karka. Now you have to know that min ha-Torah, that is true about all loans. In our Torah, it's true about all loans. Every loan, whether it's bepeh, bishtar, doesn't matter, as long as it's the eidim. Any loan in the world is a din of shibud karkois, in our Torah. The Rabbanan came along, and they said they saw a need to make a takana for the kufis. People who were buying karka and then later on losing it because it was mishubid, something that they weren't aware of. They were buying karka, and then there was life that would come and take it away from them. So the Rabbanan said, this Rabbanan, that in a milva al peh there is no shibud karka. When I lend you money without bishtar, there is no shibud karka. Only if I lend you money bishtar. Bishtar is more of a coil. If you make a whole ASIC out of the loan and you write a bishtar, there's more of a coil. Anytime there's more of a coil, so then the lekuchis, you buy a field, you can try to do a search and find out if money is owed. So by havah bishtar, there is a shivut karka. If I lend you money bishtar, there is a shivut karka. If I lend you money, if I'll pay, and I tell you there's a shibud karka, in the Rabbanan there's no shibud karka. And this is of course all be'edim. If it's a shtar be'edim, or no ha'peh be'edim, if there's no edim, there's never shibud. This is the din of shibud karkas. What the Gemara says in Dalai Lama's days is if we have a din Torah over a loan, in which there is a shibud karka, let's say we're fighting over a loan that was done bishtar, and we have a dispute, and I say I think it's paid, you say it's not paid, the Eid Echad comes to that with me. Or if it's a case of Maidav and Mitzas, a case of Maidav and Mitzas, either way, English Bon or Kfir Hashim Karkas. Any din Torah that has to do not directly with karka. I'm talking about borrowing money, or borrowing chitim, or borrowing kelim. But if there's a shibud karka, so that's included in the gzeres hakos of the einish ban on three shibud karkas. As far as to that, hopefully we'll talk about it in a little while. But it's a gemara. It's a gemara down in the days. Einish ban on three shibud karkas. Okay, so that's the idea that you have to know. And einish ban on three shibud karkas. And then a Torah. Even in Milvah Lepeh, and Rabbanan in Milvah, only in Milvah Mishnah. Now let's get back to Rav Chiya. What's Rav Chiya's case? The way we learned Pashuk Shad and Rav Chiya, the case is I come to bed, I say you owe me $100. You say, no, I only owe you $50. All I owe you is $50. You say you're a Kaifer HaKoyel. Edom come, and the Edom say that you owe $50. Director Rashba, what do you mean you swear? We're talking here in Minat Torah. Our Gemara is going under the Deraisa Dikadim of Maidah B'Mikdash. So here we're talking Minat Torah, talking Deraisa. So we're talking here in Atayra. So it's Taka, we can say the Gemara is talking about a Milva'al Peh. But a Milva'al Peh is also Shiva Taka. So if the Edom come along and they say that you owe 50, what is it? It's a Din Torah over Shiva Karkois. They're saying you owe $50 in Shiva Karkois. And you're saying that you don't know, well, you're denying the whole 100, but the second 50 against the Edom, you're saying, I don't know money on Shiva Karkois. So it's a Din Torah on Shiva Karkois. And we have a rule that there's no shvua on Shiva Karkois. So this whole Gemara's case makes no sense. The Gemara is going under the rights of the Kedin of Maida B'Mikzas. I mean, at Torah, every mom gives Shiva de Karkois. So in Cain, if there are Edom that are saying that that you owe $50, the Edom are talking about Shiva Karkois. There's no Maida B'Mikzas by Shiva Karkois. If the loan, say if the 50 that I'm Maida is Shiva Karkois, say if the 50 that I'm Kaifer is Shiva Karkois, if either half is Shiva Karkois, there's no din of Shavuot. So, in fact, the Rash, but the case in the Gemara, the way we learn Pashup Shat in the Gemara, cannot be. Because this is a din Torah over Shiva Karkois. And it can't be that the Gemara of Chiyasa means to say that Yishval Ashar, that you have to swear Shavuot Dereis on the Shar, it can't be. No such thing. So this is the Rashba's Kasha on the way most Rishayim, the Rishayim learn the Gemara. Now therefore the Rashba has a twist in the way he learns the case of the Gemara. And the Rashba, it's here in the Sugya, the Ran and Sefta Shavuos learns the same way, the Rashba and the Ran. They learn that the case is as follows. Edom coming to Beis Din, and they say, what's happening here? Reuven says, I lent Shimon $100. Shimon says, I never borrowed it. Shimon's denying the whole loan. Loi lovisi. That's the case. Okay, dafka in such a case, the Shimon says, Loi lovisi, I never borrowed. Edom come, and the Edom say there was a loan of $50. Was the loan ever paid? Edom don't know. The Edom can't say for sure that it wasn't paid. Maybe it was paid. Now, of course, if it's Techa's man, then it's an Ansadi, it wasn't paid. Ain't other Perea Chayvetas Mana. So the Gemara is talking, it's after this man. The loan is already due. And if the Leiva would say Parati, he could tie to Parati, he would have to be believed. But he came to Bez and he said, Leiva Visi. He said, I never borrowed. Now, Aiden say, you borrowed 50. Now, can he turn around now and say, I paid the 50? What's the difference? Someone says in Beis Din, I never borrowed. And they either come and say, you borrowed 50. Could a person say, Lo Lovisi, afterwards? Could they say, Parati, afterwards? So we have a cloud. We had, Kol Ha'imer Lo Lovisi, is Ka'imer Lo Parati. If someone says, I never borrowed the money, that means he's Maida, I never paid it. Because if you think you never borrowed it, so of course you didn't pay it. But so he does spell in that you didn't pay it. So the case in our Gemara is this case. The person said, the Malva says, I lent you $100 and you never paid me. Leiva says, I never borrowed $100. He doesn't say I paid. He says, I never borrowed it. And Aiden come along and they say, we know you borrowed 50. Now he has to pay 50. Because Kol Ha'imer, Loi Lovisi, Kol Leparati, he has to pay 50. The second 50, he has a Din Maida B'Mikzas through the Haidar Seidin. Since he has a dim item mitzvah, through a da seidim, he has to swim. What does the Rashba gain with this case? Why does the Rashba gain by making it a case where the Eidim say, we know he borrowed, we don't know if he paid? Nobody gains. And one thing, what's he looking to gain? There's no Shibud Karka. He gains that there's no Shibud Karka. Why? The rule is, there's no Shibud Karka unless we know for sure that there's a chayv. Because sometimes the Malva Leiva could be making between themselves making a deal to try to get karka away from the Gufas. So we can't go and take away from Lekuchas unless we know Loi Para. It's after this man. It was already past this man of the loan was due. And we have to know that it wasn't paid. You can't, the Lekuchas could say maybe it was paid. Now, if the Eidim say it wasn't paid, if you learned the Gemara Pashuk Shad, Eidim say, not like the Rashba, you would have learned, Eidim say we know there's a chayv of 50, we know it was borrowed, we know it wasn't paid. If that would be the case, then that would be Kfir Shiva Karklais. Then you can go to Lekuchas. If Eidim are saying that we know there's an existing chayv of $50, then you can go to Lekuchas. The Rashba to Zayf, that the Eidim don't know. The Eidim know there was original loan. The Eidim don't know that the loan wasn't paid. Since the Eidim don't know if the loan was paid or not, that's only Hidar's Piv. Because he's saying, when he said, Lo Visi is Kaimel Eferati, he himself is saying, or implying to us, that he never paid. So in that case, there's a dim light of a mitzvah, and there's no ability to banayin from karka. Even the first 50, that the Eidim say that Bezdin paskens you have to pay, I'll pay the Eidim. Even though Bezdin paskens you have to pay, because Bezdin understands there was a loan, we have Eidim. There was no pirai, kolayim aloyla vizikolayim aloy parati. Nevertheless, you can't banayin from karka. Because he came on from Karaka unless Bezdin knows independently of the life. The fact the life is my I never paid, that's not good enough. Bezdin has to know independently. So Zakhtar Rajba will learn Pshat in the Gemara in this case that the Eidim only say Lava. The Eidim are not saying whether he paid or not. And the case is good, it's not a case of Shibud Karkais. And everything, the whole Gemara is fine. What's the Eid Echad?
Himself.
Or the Baal Din.
Not in the game.
Baal Din, he is not in the game.
It's all the way around. There's no against himself.
Yeah, I understand, but he's never believed. We never believe a Malva and Leiva alone to take away from the Kuchis. We're always Chayshid, the person sold the field in the Echarata. He liked the field best. So he's playing the game. He's saying, you know, I borrowed this for Shubin, give it to Malva, and later I'll get it to Malva. He'll get his money back. But the Lekev will get his money back. But it's all a trick to get the character back. We never trust the Malva and Leiva alone to come into Bezdin and say, oh, I went to money, I owes me money, and I'm going to get the character. We can never do that. It always has to be LPA.
Yeah,
either you have to have Eidim, he didn't pay. Either Eidim, he didn't pay, or he told him, I'll defray the Yellow Eidim, I'll defray the Yellow Bishtar. That's in one of those cases. That could be such a case. You have to remember, in most cases, as far as the Shtar, the Shtar is a right. But by Milva Alpel, we're talking about Atayra, you're right. It's only those few cases where we can know independently. So this is the Rashba's explanation of the Gemara. Once you learn the Rashba, you could look into the Mukiyasif here in the back. The Mukiyasif does not bring the Rashba, but he emphasizes the Rashba. Like if you never learned the Rashba, it's a little hard to figure out what the Mukiyasif wants. But once you learn the Rashba, if you're looking at the Mukiyasif here on the first Amid Beis in the Mukiyasif. When he brings Reb Chia, I think the piece starts with the Hashar. Yishbal Hashar. So he says that the Gemara is talking in a case where they say, "Eidis the Eis Veveloi Pare." Eidim are saying, "We know he borrowed. We know he didn't pay him back. But certainly borrowed. But certainly he didn't pay him back. We were with him. He was traveling in a different country, and we were with him. We know he didn't pay back." Aye, the Rashba's kasha. The Rashba's kasha that that's a case of tefiras shibud karkayis. So look, Yosef's time is that taka min hatayra a milvah ped is shibud karkayis. But once the rabbanon were oikid is shibud karkayis, did the rabbanon on a milvah ped there is no shibud karkayis. Taka din the rabbanon. But lemaisa, the pile, in fact, there is no shibud karka. Once the rabbanon made their takana, lemaisa, there is no shibud karkas in practice. Why? Because the rabbanon said karka is not meshubid. If the rabbanon said karka is meshubid, so period, there is no shibud karkas. So once the rabbanon said there's no shibud karkas, it blives, what would be the din min atayra? If I borrow money from you, and we make a beferishit tonight, the karka is not mishavit. I'm not mishavit any of my karka. So we have a rule called tanai shabamam and kayim. If I make a deal with you, karka is not mishavit, it's not mishavit. It's not a case of shibbet karkois. So it's no worse. Bezdin came along, and Bezdin instructed us that when you lend money to Pet, there's no shibbet karka. So if there is no shibbet karka, something will be Isis. Then Rapia makes sense. Because this is a case where there is no shibud karka. It's taka true, when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, before the Rabbanu made their takana, there would have been a shibud karka. But Lemaisa, anytime we do a business deal, and there is no shibud karka for any reason, Rapia's din is true. Rapia's talking in a case where there is no shibud karka. There is no shibud karka because of the takana to Rabbanu. So in Mela, it blinds the Shvua min HaTaira. It blinds the Dairaisa de Kishvua. Because any time there's no Shiva Karka, it blinds that Jechayiv a Shvua Dairaisa on a business deal where Eidim HaMachayiv, which is Shvua's Maidu B'Nitzas, where Eidim HaMachayiv, which they say Nitzas. So this is the way that the Luki Yosef answers the Rashba's Kasha. But Lamaisa, the bottom line, we have two pshat in the Gemara. We have the pshat, we'll call the Mugiyasis pshat, although it's the stima of all the Rishayim. Because if you're going to Gemara Pashit, it's not like the Rashba. Now, Eidim will say, you owe 50. That way, that's one way to learn. And then you have the Rashba's way to learn. The Rashba's taina, that's Kfir Shiva Karkais. It's Eidus on Shiva Karkais. And the Mela, the Rashba has his way of learning the Gemara. Now, I'd like to explain a little of the Torah that there is on Tefir Shiva Karkais, and I think it might help us set up the Shittas a little better. In the Sugya of Ein Nishban on Tefir Shiva Karkais is one big kasha that, like, it's the kasha that all of the Achrayim talk about, even one of the Rishayim. They talk about is this big kasha, which you don't have to know Shaka the Kari, it's type of kasha you can just ask anybody on the street. Why Einish Boa Nakfir Shiva Karkais? Why? It's Svara, right? The term is Xeris Akkas of Einish Boa Nakarkais. Why Einish Boa Nakfir Shiva Karkais? So we're saying, look, I owe you money. You say I owe you money. The Malva says I owe you money. The Leiva says I don't owe you money. Let's say the Leiva's might have been us. We're saying in Svara, he's denying Karka. That's what we're saying. Svara is, if you say I owe you $100, I say I owe 50, I'm denying 50. That denial is a denial of Karka, because I'm denying that I owe you Karka. That's the Pashut the Svara of the Gemara. I'm not talking now Rapia's case, any case. Any case, a simple case, You say, I owe you $100 with Shibudik Harkois. I say, it's not true, I only owe you $50 with Shibudik Harkois. And we have it in Tyre. So, Hashib Shak, I'm denying Shibud Karkois. I'm denying I owe you money which Karkois is Shibud. So the cash on this is, it's taka true, I'm denying I owe you karka. But I'm also denying I owe you metalkalim. I'm also denying I owe you cash. I'm saying I owe you nothing. Every single case of kfira shivit karka, it's taka true, I'm denying a shivit karka. But I'm also denying that I owe you cash. I'm also denying my metalkalim I have to give you. So why is there this rule in Shas? Ainish boin al kfir shivat karkos. There's this rule, you don't swear on karka. I taka don't swear on karka. But still, I'm not only denying karka. At the same time that I'm denying karka, I'm denying metalfalim, I'm denying cash, I'm denying the whole thing. So with this rule, ainish boin al kfir shivat karkos, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. I'm not fighting with you only over karka. If you say I owe you $100 and I say I owe you $50, and it's a case of shibud karka, I'm just denying karka. I'm denying the metalkalim too. I'm denying cash also. I say I owe you nothing. So the words English bana shibud karkois seem to be, the whole concept seems to be at this, it's not as far as. The Gemara says it as far as an extension that Einish Malach Harkois, you don't swear karka, you don't swear Shibud Karka. So that I understand. If we're fighting over Shibud Karka, you say there is a Shibud Karka, I say there's no Shibud Karka. I understand Einish Malach. But we're fighting if I owe you money, what's pshat in the Gemara? I'm not asking now on the Raja. I'm asking pshat, first pshat in the Gemara, that Dalin of the days, Einish Malach fear Shibud Karkois, what is pshat? What is the pshat? So this is really a very difficult kasha. It's a big problem. Rav Shimon, Dalan Amid Beis, I think it's still involved in the Rav Shimon, says pshat, which to tell you the words, doesn't seem to satisfy the kasha. Rav Shimon says the following words. He says, just like what I pay you, I could choose what to pay you with. If you say I owe you money, so I could choose. I could pay you with karka, I could pay you with cash, whatever I like. The same thing when I'm denying, I'm kaifer, so I could say I'm being kaifer, karka. I have a right to choose what I'm denying. I could say, I owe you money, but karka, I'm denying it. I want to make it karka, so I shouldn't have to swear. So therefore, I could say I'm denying the karka. What does that sound the way I said it? Well, what is the denial? When you say I owe you $100, and I deny that I owe it to you, am I denying karka? I'm saying, listen, I want to deny karka, I'm denying karka. I don't understand. When I pay you, I understand. I can pay you any one thing I want. So I pay you karka, I don't pay you the other things. But if I deny, I'm denying everything. What do you mean? I'm denying I owe you karka? I'm really denying I owe you karka, or the karka, or cash. No, it's hard to understand. Maybe you look at Rav Shimon's words, it's a small piece of the whole Rav Shimon is above the short, it's just the first half a paragraph. Maybe you'll have a better havana of what he says. I don't understand where he's coming from. I don't understand the words. I could say, I'm denying karka. What do you say, I'm denying karka? You're denying everything. It's just denying karka.
Well,
what happens if he only owns karka? I could argue the case with you, but I feel like it's a loimer of such a case, even if what you're saying is true, still doesn't explain the Gemara's rule of Einish Malach Harkois.
I have the choice, I'll come back.
When you're paying, I understand. When you're denying.
So if I was obligated,
I pay you cash.
I would only pay cash.
Yeah. Therefore,
I'm not obligated to pay you, so I'm not paying you the cash.
Right. So pay me the cash, then.
I do.
You owe me $100. You owe me cash.
But your whole claim on me is that I owe you $100, which I can pay
you'll
back.
Be value. You can pay back whatever you like.
So I've been saying in the get go, the only way I would pay back is with cash. So the only fear is not cash. Just like the individual has
the fear is on everything. When you deny you owe me a value of $50. You're denying, your denial is on the whole thing. If you would pay, you would pay karaka. But your denial is, you're not denying that you don't have to give me that piece of land. You're denying that you owe me the money, the plow.
Again,
no.
That's why I'm comparing
it. Yeah, but you can't limit it to such a case. You can't limit the rules.
Once you're going to say that you only have to pay karaka, and yet that's not called, well, honestly, if you agree with me in such a case, that he only has karaka, when he says I don't owe you money,
isn't
he being claimed for also?
Well, I probably wouldn't agree with that, but even if I did, it wouldn't answer the cash in a case where he does have cash. And in the case where he does have cash, he's denying yena karaka, which if he owed he would pay, he's denying. And he's also denying the cash. He's denying both.
You can't collect from the name Jordan unless he doesn't have any neighbor.
You can't force from the kuchis, but you have to remember, even when you collect from his personal karka, that's also karka, the Enish Baruch HaKais. Enish Baruch HaKais is not only if it's in the hands of the kuchis, it's even if he's still holding. So that part, Rav Shimon would be right. So the Rav Shimon needs it's a very short piece. Somehow, I'm sure Shimon had a more of a hesber, but maybe if you look at the words, I'm not sure I'm saying it over right, but it's missing a little bit. Now, this whole thing is aggravated by the following Magid Mishnah, which makes the whole thing a big problem. The Rambam says, in a case where a man divorces his wife, and she lost the ksuba, they don't have the shtar ksuba. Now, you have to pay a ksuba whether there's a shtar or not. As a matter of fact, even if you never wrote a shtar ksuba, you still have to pay. The shtar is made, l'chof is daitim. You have to have a shtar. But if you don't have a shtar, you still have to pay a ksuba. So, ma'isa, that the Rambam brings the following ma'isa. A man is Megarish's wife. And he says, okay, I'll pay you a ksuba. I owe you money, I owe you $100. So when we got married, you were a ba'ula. She says, what are you talking about? When we got married, I was a ksuva. And therefore, the ksuva should be $200. So she's demanding $200 for the ksuva. He's saying, I owe you $100. What should it then be? Huh? It should be the might of the mitzvahs, and huh? What should be? Huh? Okay, sure. Before today, you should have said that. But what should be the din? Okay, ksuba. And the Rambam says, like you said, the Rambam says the might of the mitzvahs. The husband swears. The husband gives her 100. He swears that she was a mu'ula. It's 100. Finish that, Rambam. The Ravid is the kasha. He says, what do you mean? Ein yishba en al shibud, kfira shibud karkais. We all know, ksuba, karkas mishubit u ksuba. Right? Karkas mishubit u ksuba, there are three shibudim. Halva, nizikin, and ksuba, right? Halva gets idiots, nizikin gets bainanis, gets siburis. There's a shibud of karka on ksuba. So the Ravid says, what's the Rambam talking about? It's a case of kfira shibud karkais, you don't swear. Comes the Magid Mishnah. Well, listen to what the Magid Mishnah says. The Magid Mishnah says, no, the Rambam's right. Why? Because it's not only kfira shibud karka. It's not only a kfira on a shibud karka. It's a kfira on shibud moment also. The husband is saying, I don't owe you the second 100, not in karka, and not in moment. So taka on the karka part, you don't have to swear. But lamaisi of being kaifer moment, so you have to swear on that part. So the Magadisha said, Rambam's right, it's a mighty b'mitzas, because there's a mumanistic part to the shiva. So Lech Mishnah says, what? What are you talking about? This Magad Mishnah is saying what we asked. According to the Magad Mishnah, it's never Kfir Shiva Karkos. The Magad Mishnah is saying what I asked you as a kasha. The Magad Mishnah is saying it's the Emes. It's the Emes. In the case of Kfir Shiva Karkos, you're also denying cash, and therefore you swear. So Zakta Lecha Mishnah, what's going on with this Magad Mishnah? If so, what's the case on Nafdalah Ramad Beis? What's the case in Shas? Einish Barak, Tfir Shiva Karkos, according to the Magad Mishnah, it's taka true. Every Tfir Shiva Karka is a Tfir Shiva Mammon, so you swear. So like the Magad Mishnah is taking, we're asking it as a kasha. As a big kasha on the whole concept of Tfir Shiva Karkos. We're saying, it's problem, every Tfir Shiva Karkos is Tfir Shiva Mammon. Magad Mishnah says, in Hafinami it is. What do you mean in Hafinami it is? So, by Ksubi you swear, so then by everything you should swear, by alone also. If you're Kaifa Shiva Karkais, you should swear. Because you're being Kaifa Mamin. So the Magad Mishnah is a Pella. Feed the Hesbury. And the whole Kasha just strengthens the Kasha. Yes. Maybe. Oh, so Tzuva has to be different. The question is why. So we have to find, to answer this kasha, we're going to have to find a way to be mechaleg, it's not hard to be mechaleg between Tzuva and Lo. What to say? A typical Tzuva, you pay with cash. A typical loan, you pay with cash. If you don't want to pay with cash, you don't have cash, you run away. So that's the takes of the character. Same thing with Tzuva, same thing with Lo. So we would have to find some mahalos how to deal with it. So there's an Avdei Maluim. Says a nice Hasbro. As far as there's always room to be mefakfik back and forth, but the Avdei Maluim says a very glad thing. The Avdei Maluim is in Simen Tzadik Vav, Sikot Ches. And again, we're talking now, right, the first 20 minutes of Shir, we're talking about Rav Chiya, the Rajva and Rav Chiya. Now, we're digressing, I'm not talking now about Rav Chiya, I'm talking about a regular case of Einish Barak Fir Shiva Karkais, whether it's Ksuba or Hava, and stick now to what we're talking about, we'll see how we come back to Rav Chiya. We're talking now about a regular case. What's a regular case? I lend you money, Mishtar. And later on, I come and I'm Teveya, and you're a mighty Mitzas, and we have a dinner. The Avdei Maluim says the following Hesber in the rule of Einish Barak Fir Shiva Karkos. He says that when I lend you money, Bishtar, when I lend you money, and I write a shtar, not to write a shtar, my main smichas das, the thing I rely on, really, is your karka. Why? I'm lending you money. I'm taking a chance I'll never get paid. I'm lending you money. Why am I lending you the money? There's an assumption, obviously I hope that you'll pay me what I'm good. But my smichas das, in the back of my mind, I know that you can hide your cash. You can hide your metalkin. You can't hide your karka. You can't take karka and hide it. The karka is there. So I know that you have karka at the time of the loan. I wrote the shtar. The ikar smichas das of a person, the shas alone, is on karka. And therefore, if you'll pay me willingly, there won't be a detira. And I don't even need the shtar if you pay me willingly. Why do I need a shtar? Because there may be a dittar. Any loiver really relies in giving his loan, relies on the thing that ensures that he'll be paid. And that is the karka. That is the karka. Well, that's a similar thing we had once by an orif. If I guarantee a loan, so why do I have to pay? I didn't do any kinyanim. I just said I'll guarantee a loan. The answer is, if I guarantee the loan, the malva was hoitzi oitzoi salpir. He gave the cash based on my guarantee. Right? So we say by oriv that he gives a loan based on the guarantee, even though if the borrower is honest and he has money, he'll just pay. You don't have to go to the oriv. Most of the time, you don't have to go to the oriv. Still, the lender is sein das on the guarantor. So therefore, when he gives it, it's considered that he gave the money based on the oriv's guarantee, and that itself is a kinyan. It's up here if he took our money based on his decision. The same thing about karaka. Even though it's true, statistically, maybe 90% of the time, or maybe 95% of the time, you don't have to go to karaka. Still, the smichas das of a lender who writes a shtar is because he is smichas das on karaka. Memela, zok, the Avnei Meluim, that's why we call this Kfirah Shivat Karkois. Why do we call it Kfirah Shivat Karkois? Because the definition of such a loan is a loan based on Shivat Karka. That's the taich of the loan. That's how we translate a loan in this Karka. We define it as a loan for Shibudei Karka. The Meila, since the Iker Smichas Das is on Karka, the Meila is called Kfirah Shivat Karka. Because he's Karka denying everything, he's denying he owes cash too. But we say, look, the Iker is a dintara over Karka. He's Teveya him, the other person giving him a hard time, his Smichas Das is on Karka. And the Meila is considered to be a Kfirah of a Shivat Karka. If you want to lend money to someone who doesn't have karka, you can do it at your own risk. The person can do whatever you like. But we're assuming where there is karka, that it's based on shibud karka. There's one case that's different, where a person does not rely on karka. There's one case, a lender relies on karka. There's one case that a person doesn't rely on karka. The Gemara says, like suba, there's a concept that it's easier for the woman to grab metalkali. The woman is in the kitchen. She's in the house. A woman with a ksuba, the Gemara says before, that her ikar das is on tfisas metalkali. She can grab things from around the house. She can grab a piece of silver. She could grab furniture. She could take whatever she wants. She's in the house. She's in the house more than the husband. By a ksuba, a woman relies more on metalkalim. The Gemara the Lashon, it's nayach law. It's easier for her to get metalkalim. And the fact that she wrote a shtar, by a malva who writes a shtar, we say that's a raya. He's thinking about meshubad. By a ksuba, the fact that a lady has a shtar doesn't prove she's thinking about Meshuvadim. Because the reason there's a shtar by Ksuba is a takana drabbanan. She didn't ask for it. Chazal made a takana. You get married, you have to write out Yechinuve Ksuba Neshtar. So there's a Ksuba. There's no raya, but she insisted to be a Ksuba, that's a raya. That's not true. She didn't even insist. She didn't insist. She may not even know. But the chazal she calls, they give her a Ksuba. Ksuba is the only exception to this rule. Every other place that you give someone money, you entrust somebody, it's always because you know this character. Ksuba, not that way. The Meila, Zavri Meluim, the Magid Mishnah is very geschmack. The Magid Mishnah was talking on the Rambam's case. The Rambam was saying, if you have a case where the husband says you're a bu'ula, I only owe you 100 for the ksuba. The woman says Yomi 200 for the Ksuba, because I was a Ksuba. So the Rambam says, if the might of the Mikzas, you swear. The Ravid says, ah, Ksir Shubakakois, is a Shubakaka by Ksuba. Dr. Magadishna, no. By Ksuba, it's not only Ksir Shubakakois, she's not Son of Hankarka, she thinks she'll get metalkalim, she'll grab cash, she'll grab a piece of silver, she'll grab something. So by a Ksuba, the Magid Mishnah is right. Very geschmack. By a Ksuba, the Magid Mishnah is right. Every Kfir Shibbe Karka by Ksuba is also Kfir Shibbe Metafel. Meshenken by Halva. By Halva, a person's Ikas Mechazdas is on Karka. There, it's considered to be a Detailer of a Karka. And the Mela, since it's considered to be a Detailer of a Karka, the din of Einish Banat Kfir Shibbe Karkais applies despite the fact that he's really denying the count. Now this is the Avni Meluin, and Avni Meluin is a very clear of Shas, I think, and it answers this kasha. Like I say, I'm digressing to this. It's a kasha on the first sentence, but every key Kfir Shibbe Karkais is also Kfir Shibbe Mamet. So the Avni Meluin is answering that kasha. Now, at Khan, this all says the famous, you can look it up, you can learn it. Coming back now, knowing this Avni Meluin, let's come back to our Rashba. Let's come back to our Sayyid. What's our Sayyid? The way the Mukhiyasif learns. The way you learn Pash Pashat Nigamar. The Malva says, you owe me $100. Eliva says, I don't owe you anything. Eidim say, now if not for the Rashba, how would I learn the Gemara? Like Mukiyasif, Eidim say, you borrowed 50 and you never paid it. You owe 50. This is all a milva al peh. This is all a milva al peh. This whole case here is a case of milva al peh. So the Rashba time is, we're talking Minatayra, the money is Meshuvah. We're talking Minatayra. So if the carcass is should be for the loan, English Barak Fir should be carcass. What would be according to the Avni Meluin in this case? Now Pash Pshat, it's the same thing. The same thing, if English Barak Fir should be carcass, that's the Rajma's cash. But if we want to see, maybe not like the Rajma. Later we could, based on it, with the Avni Meluin Svara, is a mocking to say, one minute. Eidish Barat Fir Shiva Karka. That's where we know that the Malva was Slaymach on Karka. We went out of his way, wrote a shtar, he did something, he shows us, he's nervous about this loan, he wants to be sure. So there we say he relied mainly on Karka. What about a Milval Pet? A Milval Pet. Is a milvah peh, now minatayra, karka's meshuvah to a milvah peh too. Is a milvah peh relying mostly on karka? You could argue about it. Maybe some of you will say, yes, even a milvah peh, you're relying mostly on karka. But is it tzad faker? A regular loan, you just lend someone money. Davni Meluin's teretz is a good teretz, halacha l'mais. By milvah bishar, that it's meshuvah l'ava. By milvah peh, could be that the Rashba, that those who argue with the Rashba was time, that a regular milval pet, that's different. That's kafiras shibin karka and kafiras shibin mah. So Mameilo, who says you don't swear? It could be minatayra, you do swear. Because like the Magid Mishnah says, by Ksuba, we'll say the same thing by milval pet. It's sai a kafiras shibin karka, sai a kafiras kesef. And the Mela, that's why the other Rishayim, not like the Rashba, held that you would swear. It's a mahalach to try to take the Rashba's kasha off of the other Rishayim. Now, Mufi Yosef has a mahalach. But according to this klal, it could be that the other Rishayim don't even have to confront to that. According to this klal, the Kfira Shivit Karka is also Kfira Smaman. If so, this would answer as well the sheet of most of the Rishonim here. So this is the Machloekes is here on Pshat in the Gemara and the possible Mahalach. There is a second way to answer the original Kasha. Dr. Blum is answering, Shimon is answering. These are other Teretz that Rav Moshe Kindness. Back to the original Kasha. The original Kasha of Eidish Bach Fir Shibataka, Shibin Maman also. So Rav Moshe brings what's it's a Mahalach in Shibudim, in every Shibud. When I lend you money, let's take a shtar, I lend you money, and you own a house. So your house is meshubit to me. Now, plush of shat means it's just a condition. I'm lending you money, you owe me money. If you don't give me the money, I'll go after the card. Rav Moshe learns tight shibud is that I already have a lien on your karka. I already have a bit of a tviya on your karka from the day of the law. It's a type of ownership in your karka. Rav Moshe learns that when you lend money to people and you ship a karka, the karka is already in the possession, not physically in his possession in the sense that he can walk in, but he already has kinyanim in the karka. That's tight shibud. That you already have kinyanim in the karka. And Rav Moshe says that's the teretz why we call it Hamish Barak Fira Shibakarkas. Because tight shibud is that I already have ownership in the karka. I don't have full ownership, I have ownership in Tanai. If you pay me cash, you get it back. It's ownership in Tanai. So, according to that also answers the original kasha. It's a different mahalach to answer the original kasha. There's some rayas to Rav Moshe when we get the dollar on the base, and we'll talk about it. But there is, besides Amin Luam's mahalach, there is Rav Shimon's mahalach, which I don't understand, is Amin Luam's mahalach. And Rav Moshe has his mahalach that shibud means you already have a shtickle of ownership in the karka. That's the definition of tfiyah shibud. Yeshayah, we have two pshatim in the Gemara. Pshat, we have Mukiyasim in the Rajma, two different pshatim in the Gemara. As we go on, we have to bear both pshatim in mind. Whatever pupula we spoke out is to establish ishita. We didn't talk about Sharkite in the Rajma Shita today. Hopefully we get to it. There is, for tomorrow, two Nakudas. First of all, there's a Shas, a Siman Pei Zayin Sifyut Hes. You have to learn the Machaber and the Shas, Siman Pei Zayin Sifkot Yut Hes, which happens to be very geshmak Shas. So my place is the Sma and the Shas. The Sma is not there, the Sma is somewhere else, the Shas brings it. And the Shai and the Machlech is their Sman Shat, which you should hopefully know for tomorrow. A number of people asked me on the Betona Tuna, the next piece of Gemara, it says Anan Sadi, that his half is his, Anan Sadi his half is his. So people asked me that Tosis Shita we spoke out a whole year, that each one's holding half of the Teres Vagai. So I found in the verse of Avraham, he asked the Kashi, you can look it up there. Yes, the Kasha, and it's a shame these two things we'll deal with, and then hopefully we'll get to the bottom of the other one.